This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 11th of January. In Pakistan, Quetta lost 13 wickets in a day to lose their Qaeda-Azam Trophy match against Lahore Ravi by an innings on the final day. Adnan Rasool picked up 4 wickets in the second innings to go with his 5 in the first, while Mohammed Khalil took 5 for 44 in the second, as Quetta were all out for 106 to be asked to follow on. Peshawar comfortably survived to earn a draw against Multan. They had conceded a 146-run first innings lead, but closed on 294 for 5. The main stand of the day was that for the second wicket between opener Israelullah, who made 127, and Mohammad Rizwan, who hit 89. In Group 2, Lahore Shalimar were finally bowled out for 458 in their first innings against Faisalabad, as their match petered out into a tame draw. Wicketkeeper Mohammad Zahid was the day's most successful batsman, making 85 from number 8. Abbottabad decided not to attempt to chase down their fourth innings target of 176 and instead settled for 3 points and a draw against Bahawalpur. They ended on 70 for 2 after 21 overs. Earlier Ahmed Jamal had again ended with 5 wickets as Bahawalpur all out for 296 in their second innings. Sunfoil Series leaders Cape Cobras ended day 2 in trouble against Lions. They lead by just 35 runs and are slipped 81 for 6 in their second innings by stumps, thanks to a brace of wickets apiece from Ethan O'Reilly and Hardersville Jern. Lions had earlier earned a 46-run first innings lead, thanks to half-centuries from Tami Solakili and Cliff Deacon. The CJ de Villiers took 4 Knights' first innings wickets, as they reached stumps on 190 for 7 in reply to Titans' 335. Only wicketkeeper Rudy second past 50, ending the day with a determined 64 from 175 balls. Windward Islands cut off the mark in the Caribbean T20 with a win over combined campuses and colleges. They made 129 for 7 from their 20 overs, then bowled their opponents out for just 87. Darren Sammy took 3 wickets to go with his earlier 28 ball 32. And Barbados could make only 66 after being set a paltry 109 to win by Guyana. Dwayne Smith and Solomon Benn had each taken a brace of wickets to help dismiss Guyana for 108. There was Sammy Pamal, Stephen Jacobs and Christopher Barnwell that also each took 2 wickets as Barbados collapsed.